We've got Colin Barber in the studio with me from the Chamber of Commerce. Morning, Colin.
Morning, Mikey. Good to see you again.
Yeah, and you say again because we was together not long ago at the
The awards.
Yeah, the awards ceremony, the Brentwood Business Awards. How do you think it went?
Tremendous. It was really successful. It was the first time we'd held it at the Brentwood Centre, which was quite a major step for us because we had to spend a lot of time and effort transforming the centre to look like a glamorous ballroom. But I think it worked.
It did work. It was fantastic.
Yeah, when you walked in the room, it just looked absolutely tremendous. It felt like you were walking into a posh hotel or something like that.
It was amazing, wasn't it? They blanked out all the walls, so it didn't look like a gymnasium at all.
Carpet on the floor. It really did look glamorous.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, we spent a lot of time and effort planning it, and particularly things like the lighting effects, but those things do make a difference. It's first impressions, and it was just amazing watching people as they walked into the room, seeing their faces, and they were just blown away by it. So it really was a successful evening, you know, leaving aside the awards themselves. The actual ceremony was a fantastic evening and everyone really enjoyed it.
And I've got to say, when you first walked in, that demonstration that the display that Easygrass put on was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, we were very lucky that Easygrass came in and helped us with the event by providing not only artificial grass on the floor but also some amazing animals moulded out of glass. And obviously with the days of Instagram, everyone loves taking their photos with that, so it really was an excellent way of starting off the evening. People taking their photos with the grass elephants or the grass lions or
it was just amazing, shocking. Go on, if you want to see what we're talking about, go online and look at Easygrass and whatever, and you'll see all these animals that they'd put there, and it's phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, and it's the little things like that, the attention to detail, the choir singing when people walked into the dining area, those little things that really made the evening that little bit extra, rather than just a basic award ceremony. It really did feel like a tremendous evening with lots of little extras tacked on as well. Yeah,
that was phenomenal. And giving the awards out as well, that was just, they were so excited, these people. It was just fantastic.
Yeah, believe it or not, it's only the fourth year that we've run the awards. It's a very new scheme. I mean, the Chamber of Commerce has been going for 100 years, but we only introduced the awards 5 years ago because we missed 1 year because of COVID.
Yeah,
and it's grown tremendously. We had 12 categories this year, but as you say, the most exciting point from my point of view is actually seeing the faces of people when they, first of all, they don't believe they've even got to the final, but when they win, they're just so bowled over by it. And it really is a tremendous boost for the staff, for the companies, and it just makes everyone feel really, really good about themselves. And we really do encourage as many companies as possible to enter the awards, because no one thinks they're going to win, so that's why we would like a lot more people to enter.
Yeah,
but a lot of people don't enter because they think, I'm just another business in Brentwood, I'm not one of the best. But it's only actually when the judging process takes place and people start actually thinking about what they do in their business and what they do well, that they begin to think, oh, maybe we have got a chance of winning.
Every business has got a chance, because there's so many different categories.
Exactly,
Are you looking to introduce more categories in the future?
Well, we introduced a couple more this year. We moved up to 12. Ironically, one of the things which restricted is we don't want the ceremony to go on for too long.
Yeah.
As you know, I mean, obviously you were there. It takes quite a long time to go through 12 categories. I think probably 12 is a good number to stick with. What we do, in fact, we've done it every year, is we do play around with the categories a little bit. We might change one category. If there's one category that didn't have so many entrants, then we might think about introducing a different category. So, for example, this year we introduced the Rising Star category for, you know, the best youngster of the year. We also had a new innovation. Up till now, companies or individuals have had to enter themselves, whereas this year, for the first time, we actually asked other people to nominate or recommend other companies to enter, which was really good, because I know some of the finalists this year would never have entered themselves, but someone else had recommended them to enter, so they went ahead and entered. And we also had the new People's Choice category in conjunction with the Brentwood Open Facebook group, which was tremendously successful as well. There was about 2,000 people voted in that category. So that was a great new innovation. And then there's, of course, the regular ones like Best Sales and Marketing, Best Customer Service. Obviously, they'll be there every year. So probably we'll stick with 12 next year. But believe it or not, we've got a meeting. Actually, we've got a meeting tonight. So we're already starting to talk about the 2023 Business Awards. Yeah, it does take a year of planning.
I can imagine it does.
Yeah.
Especially going around and visiting these businesses and looking for yourself.
Yeah. And as you know, each category is sponsored by a local business as well. So we need to get that in place, and the all the sponsors help us out by judging the categories as well. So there's a lot of work involved. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So but what made you start this originally then?
Well, as you probably know, we hold a monthly breakfast at Mary Green Manor Hotel for the Chamber members. Yeah. And every so often, about once a year, we ask the Chamber members, what can we do to help businesses in Brentwood? And it's probably about 6 years ago now, at one of the breakfasts, someone came up with the idea of why don't we hold a Brentwood Business Awards? And I thought, yeah, that's a good idea. So we formed a little subcommittee, three members of the main committee got together and thought it through. We actually, believe it or not, spent about 18 months planning it because we didn't want to launch it without giving it some thorough thought and thorough preparation. So the first one was a slightly smaller scale, but it's pretty much the same format, and it's been the same format ever since. So I can honestly say the idea for it came from our members, which is obviously the best way.
You look at Einstein, everything, ideas come from wherever.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly,
you just go with the flow.
Yeah, and we're always asking our members what we can do to help them, because that's the purpose of the Chamber of Commerce, is to help build better business in Brentwood.
So going forward, the next year's one, are you looking to do that within the Brentwood Centre or within the local area anyway?
Well, certainly, to be honest with you, the only place in Brentwood where we could hold it is the Brentwood Centre, because there's nowhere else big enough. We had about 250 people there on Friday night, and there is no other venue in Brentwood which can hold 250 people. So if we do hold it in Brentwood, it will be at the Brentwood Centre.
Yeah.
We just have to look at the cost and the logistics. As you're aware, we actually held the Business Awards 2 days after the Brentwood Business Showcase, which meant we were able to share some of the costs.
Yeah.
For example, it cost quite a lot of money just to put a carpet down on the floor.
I can imagine.
And obviously all the drapes and all the lighting equipment as well. So by sharing the cost with the Brentwood Business Showcase, and indeed there was a wedding show on the weekend before who also chipped into the cost of the carpet. So all being well, hopefully we will be able to hold it again in Brentwood this next year, but that's something we need to discuss and look at the logistics and obviously sharing the costs with other organisations.
What gave me a really nice warm feeling is that you're keeping all the money within the Brentwood area.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Which was so important, because the year before we went out of the area, didn't we?
That's right.
It felt better doing it within the Brentwood area. Yeah. Keep the money within us.
Yeah, and also we had a tremendous amount of support from Brentwood Borough Council. They were obviously very keen to hold it in Brentwood as well, and they gave us a lot of support in terms of manpower and in terms of ideas and just sort of generally pushing things through as well. And not to mention, of course, the Brentwood Centre themselves. Everyone active who managed the Brentwood Centre, they were very, very supportive and really got behind it. Which is good publicity for them, because obviously now people can see that the Brentwood Centre has potential for other events besides
potential.
Trade shows and sports events. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Once you dress that hall, you could be anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was just amazing.
Yeah. So what we'd like to ideally next year is maybe actually hold perhaps even four or five events in 1 week. So between the four or five events, we can all share the costs of the carpet and the drapes and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But
so
that's something that we need to work on in preparation for next year.
Okay, so you're looking hopefully to do it in the Brentwood Centre again next year. Now, if anybody's listening that thinks to themselves, well, I might enter that and all that, is there a way that they can get in contact with you? And are you looking for entrants at the moment?
Okay, yeah, we're not looking for entrants now. What we're doing between now and Christmas is we're finalising the categories for next year.
Okay.
We're then just finalising sponsors. Each category has a different sponsor. One of the positive things actually was this year, all the sponsors from last year's event came forward and sponsored again. So they obviously thought it was good value for them to sponsor the awards, because obviously it's good publicity for them as sponsors. And then in the spring, we'll be launching the actual awards. So the time when you can enter the awards is normally around about March, April time.
Okay.
With a cut off from March, April through till about June, and then we spend the summer judging the entrants and obviously ready for the award ceremony in the autumn. So it'll be around about March, April time that we'll be giving out information about how to enter the awards, but of course all the information up to date will be on our on the Brentwood Chamber of Commerce website, and of course through Phoenix FM, because you are our media sponsors.
Yes,
and,
of course we will always
been,
be shouting about this
as well. So it's, anyone listening to Phoenix FM, I'm sure they'll hear details about how to enter the awards next year.
Fantastic. So a web address, that's what we're looking for now.
www.brentwoodchamber.co.uk.
Colin, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Mike.